Today's share in the Dershim Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph. We're in the fifth phylum of Mishnah Berurah, still in the middle of Simen Tuf Nun Aleph, dealing with kashering, and we're in the middle of Sif Yud Ches. And to add to that, we're in the middle of the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Kuf Beis, and we're about six or seven lines up from the end of that Sif Katan in the Mishnah Berurah, Kuf Beis, and that's where we begin. We left off yesterday talking about various types of sieves and graters that have chametz within them, and that it's possible to clean them only with great difficulty, and therefore we brought down that one should not use them, even if you cleaned them off well, you did shifshuf well, and then you even did hagala, one shouldn't use them. So we're discussing in the Mishnah Berurah the following case over here. He says, Avol kishnishtamshu bo be'erev Pesach, yesh b'zeh chilukin. If you in fact had used over here one of these graters on Erev Pesach, and it had chametz in there, and then you used it to grate chrein, which is a davar charif. So the Mishnah Berurah had told us over here, even b'dieved, if you use it on Pesach, it's a problem. But on Erev Pesach, it's different. And that's where we're picking up. Over here again, about seven lines up from the bottom of the start of Sif Katan Kuf Gimel. And he tells us, Avol kishnishtamshu bo be'erev Pesach, yesh b'zeh chilukim. Using it on Erev Pesach versus on Pesach, there's a different halacha. And that is, v'hu. Dim nishtamshu bo rak matzah be'erev Pesach. If it was only used over here to grate or to is a sieve on Erev Pesach for matzah, so av im nis ori besochot peru chametz, even if there were to be mixed in a little bit of chametz, this is on Erev Pesach. So harin is batel besocho, it would be considered over here batel b'shishim, if you had 60 against it. And therefore, mutar l'ochlo ad alayla, and you'd be allowed to eat this chametz, because it's batel over here with shishim, up until the start of the Issa Darais of Kares on Pesach, which begins at nightfall. However, as the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Avo Kishigia Laila, once it's nightfall, Harei HaPeirur Chozer V'neir. Now the crumbs inside this over here come back and reinvigorated over here, the Chozer V'neir, which we've spoken about many times, and therefore, Va'osir B'mashu, even a small amount, even a mashu, is an Issur D'Orais. And if you actually eat a Kezayis of it, it's a Chiyuv of Kares. So there's a big distinction over here between Erev Pesach, even after Chatzos, and nightfall. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Imperer olav chrein b'erev Pesach." If you also grated over here chrein, and there are pieces of chrein over here now, shudav acharif, which, as we said, is a sharp substance which can do things in terms of blios, tzarech shishim neged kol ha rib eisen. You'd need to have 60 against all of the content over here of this grater. Shenasa kulo chametz. We halachically view the whole thing as being chametz because because of the chrein that you grated over here, so we consider the entire grater to be chametz. The nechtach besakin chametz kanal, and it's considered halachically just like we talked about a knife that was used for chopping up chametz. However, v'imlo kulo osur. If you don't have shishim against that grater, so then everything becomes osur. That finishes off this discussion really from yesterday, and now we can begin fresh. On the very top line, towards the end of the line, the Ramah continues and he writes, V'chein salim, baskets over here. This is something like a wicker basket, as the Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan Kuf Gimel, shel nitzorim, like boards or like wicker pieces, shemaleim nekovim, that have many holes in between them, v'efshel anakwin, and it's impossible to clean out any chametz that may have gotten in between the slats over here. And he says, we've learned this previously, Vayin Lel and Simon Tov Mem Beis Sif Yud Aleph in the Ramah, in the Haggah over there, which Dershu footnote number 86 reminds us that we said, Sheyesh Lenakir Salim Elu, that one should clean out these types of wicker baskets, Ulhatminon Becheder, and hide them away for Pesach in a room, She'ein Regilim Likane Selah, that you don't go into because you may forget yourself and use it on Pesach, which would not be allowed, so you put it in a room that you won't access under normal circumstances, Ad Le'achar Pesach. So, back to the Ramah, these types of baskets that are used, shemishtamshim behen chometz dinam kinapa. So these baskets are halachically difficult to clean, and therefore they have the same halachic status over here as the sieve, which we learned at the very beginning of today's shir, and at the end of yesterday's shir, is very difficult to clean. And therefore, one shouldn't use it, even if you did shifshuf, you cleaned it well, and hagolah. However, the Mechaber tells us, avol sakim yishonim, but if you have cloth sacks over here, old sacks, the Mishnah Berurah will tell us in Sif Katan Kuf Hey, Abdafka don't necessarily have to be old. El Afilu Besak Chodesh, even if they're new sacks over here, Shesombo Pam Achas kemach chometz, as long as they were used once for a chometz tika kemach, chometz tika flour, and certainly ruadin im samu bo pamachas kimcho lepischa, v'rotzu lechapes losis bo pam sheni is kemach lepesach, and even if it was once used for Pesach dik of flour, and now you want to clean it out and use it again. So you have to, in all of these situations, be concerned that there's chametz inside over there, and therefore gam kin tzorach kibus v'heteret tzvirus. You have to do a proper washing, a cleaning of this, and you have to untie all the stitching over here in order to make sure that you can fully clean out any chametz that's there. Now I know we skipped sif katan kuf dalet, but let's understand what we're talking about over here. These sakim yishonim noagim boem heter aide kibus. We do allow, as opposed to the wicker baskets or the sieve, which we don't allow, here we do allow them to be cleaned on Pesach aide kibus, as long as you do a proper kibus, a proper cleaning, which we'll define in a moment. Now we can read Sivkot and Kuf Dalet in the Mishnah Berurah. And he says, Visham, previously we learned in Simon Tof Mem Beis, Binafa v'kis shel rechaim shiny. There we learn that it's different in regards to the sieve or this receptacle at the bottom of the rechaim, which collects the flour. Because in those situations, sh'over tomid ha-kemach shel chometz derech ha-nekovim. The chometz tika kemach is constantly going through the holes over there, and it's impossible. V'yevsho shelo yeh nisrach bo mashu. And some of it will stay behind no matter how well you try to clean it out. And that's why there's a difference between those and our situation over here of the sakim yishonim. Now, in Sivkot and Kovav, the Mishnah Berurah explains that it is good, as the Ramah said, Ayide Kibus. What is involved in Kibus? Rotsa Lomar, this cleaning has to be Bechamim, in hot water, and you have to use Afer, you have to use ashes as like a detergent, and Chavita, and beating it in order to get out all of the Chometz. Now, that means different things today when we have washing machines. So first let's look at Dirushu, footnote number 87, where he talks about what's the halach of tablecloths. Can you use a chometz tika tablecloth on Pesach? So the Prima Gadim brings down, mutu lasus kein aide kibus hamapa b'chamim be'efer v'chavita. You would be allowed to go and reuse, so to say, a chometz tika tablecloth for Pesach usage as long as you did these three things. You cleaned it with hot water, you used ashes, which is again some sort of a detergent, and you beat it v'chavita. So therefore, he brings down, this is also the opinion of Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, as brought down in Rav Shimon Eider Zatzal's Sefer on Hilchas Pesach. And he says the same thing is also written down in the Das Torah, in the name of the Eshel Avraham Mibochoch. All of these great Gedolim hold, Shedai B'nikui HaMapa, it's enough to clean off the tablecloth over here, and to wash it, V'chipsua, Afilu B'tzonin in the Nahar. You could even use cold water in a river. However, he says, "Befrat imosin came aydei mayim chamim v'chomer kvisa." Certainly, if you were to go and do it with hot water over here and detergents and the cleaning of the machine, shebevzat bevadaymo, this certainly would be good. And he says, especially befrat mitnei shein motzui sheochlin amokam atiras. We don't eat on the threads over here, on the stitches, so to say, of this tablecloth. And therefore, he adds, sha'af ein tzorich lahatiras atiras, and that's why we don't have to take apart the stitches over here. And this is also the opinion of the Shelis Chus Or Letzion. Mutu lishtamish bepesach bemapa shishtamish bechometz. You can use a chometz like a tablecloth over here as long as it's cleaned well and washed. Then he says, what about towels that were used for chometz? So the Makor Chaim brings down, sheish lechabso yofil lefnei pesach umuteres b'shimosh. As long as you, again, you clean off the towels well, so you'd be allowed to use them on Pesach. This is also the opinion of Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal. However, Rav Moshe doesn't allow you to use a plastic tablecloth because Rav Moshe's opinion is that you cannot kasher plastic. Tisha footnote number 89 discusses a smicha habluah mezeas chometz roseach. If you have some sort of a towel or a blanket that you're using for insulation over here, and hot chometz, the sweat of hot chometz over here is absorbed into it. For example, something that you use to insulate on Shabbos, a pot. So Rav Yashiv Zatzal brings down, he says you could put this into a washing machine, and as long as it gets above 40 degrees Celsius, then you'd be allowed to go and use this for Pesach uses. Why? Because this is called the kibus in hot water. And the detergent that you put in, the chomer akvisa, dino kefer. The detergent has the status of being the ashes. And when the machine is working, it also does chavita. It bangs it around. It jumbles it around. So therefore, you accomplish all of this, and this is a perfectly good kashering. The Ramah continues over here, and he says, these sakim yishanim, however, that can be cleaned via kibus, v'tzarech lahatir hatfiro shebehen kod mekibus. You have to undo the stitching for them before you do the kibus. He brings down the name of the Trumas Adeshin. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Kuv Zayin explains, ayin lekamen in simen tof nun gimel, siv vav in the Mishnah Berurah, Shom, what we're going to say over there. And if you look over here, in the issue footnote number 90, he brings it down. As with many of these things already, while they can be kashered, albeit with some difficulty, if you can, Baruch Hashem, afford it, and if it's easily available, you should preferably buy new sacks over here to put your Pesadika flour and Pesadika things inside of. Because, bottom line is, kosher lechabsom, Hative. It's difficult to clean the old chometz sticker ones out well, and to guarantee that there won't be left a little bit of chometz inside the weave. And furthermore, he says, bidyevet, in lohi tiras atfirus, if you didn't undo the stitching before you put it in the washing machine, and you've already put in over here pesach dichis stuff into this sack, so then einless so l'shtamis became pesach. You could still use this flour on pesach, and he says, in matzu kein isa b'tfiros, however, if you find pieces of dough that are left in there that are chometz thick, then it's also even bidyevet. Then the Ramah had said that you should undo the stitching before you put it in the washing machine. Sivkot and Kuvches, begam tzorech ligror shom mitchila besakin, heitev sechomitz and imsa shom. He brings down for the Mogen of Ram and other achronim that you have to scrape off over here any chomitz to make sure that there is no chomitz be'en over there before you can put it into the washing machine. Furthermore, Od Kosu the Mishmur says, the hasodin shosin amatzas aleim, the cloth that you go and actually make the matzas on. Shetzorech lachlifon, bein lisha lilisha. That must be exchanged in between every single kneading. Dahainu lachar shir mil, which is the amount of time that it takes a person to walk a mil. That's where we get the 18-minute matzah idea from. There's a 24-minute matzah concept, but we go luchumro via that it takes 18 minutes before it becomes chametz. As long as you're kneading it, it won't become chametz in that period of time. So after 18 minutes, you now take out another cloth, and anything that's left on this cloth, we have to presume might have become chametz. As we will learn in Mitzvah Shem, Kilu Lekaman and Simon Tofnun Tes. So in this situation, in Rotzel Lolush Al Osan Sadinim Atzmen Od, if you want to reuse these cloths over here, Sarach Kibus Gomer, you have to do a full cleaning of them before you can use them again. Canal, as we just explained. V'lo Mahani Hadoch Levad. You can't just clean it off superficially. You can't just do Hadocha over here, so to say, to rinse it off. Because the dough that is Pesach Dik, but now is more than 18 minutes, becomes Chometz Dik, attaches itself to this cloth. And to just turn it over to the other side and say, well, this is untouched, that's not true. Because the Chometz goes in, and so to say, goes from one side of the cloth to the other side of the cloth, so therefore you can't use it on the other side. And you got to take off the stitches in between over here because they will be clogged with chametz and you can't get rid of that. What happens if you didn't? If you didn't know these halachas and you went and remade more matzos over here on this sadin, on this cloth, without doing a kibbutz? So it depends. If it's a mill of Pesach, because you have real potential chometz over here, which is also with a mashu. However, but if you turned over the sadin to the other side, or you did wash it, then even though you didn't undo the stitching, then ain lahachmir. Bidyevit, certainly you don't have to be machmir. This brought the name of the Chok Yaakov and other achronim. This was a tough simon, and now we go weiter. Sif your test. The Mechaber writes, Harachas. Harachas is like a shovel. Imagine one of those things that they put a pizza pie into the oven and take the pizza pie out. One of those big wooden shovels. So this rachas, shekorin fala, it had a Yiddish name over here called a fala. So yeshomrim, this yeshomrim, the Beragola tells us, is that goes Maimonios and the Trumas Adeshen in the name of the smak. So they both hold she'ein moel lo hagola. You can't go and clean this rachas, this shovel over here, via hagola. You can't kasher it with hagola. And what must you do? It's a chliknos chadosha. There's no way to get rid of it, because as we'll point out, it's wood, so you can't do libun, and hagola is not good enough. So therefore, the only eitz is to buy yourself a special Pesach tikka shovel and use that to get your matzahs in and out of the oven, or anything else you're baking on Pesach in and out of the oven. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Kuftes, what is this rachas? Hu marde, marde is another word for shovel. Shemalach nisim bo ugos letaner, that you put your cakes into, your cookies, your dough, into the oven, umotziin bo minataner, and you take it out. Again, the best thing I can think of is the big rectangular wooden board with a long handle on it that you put a pizza into the oven and you take the pizza out. That's a rachas. Sivkot and Kufyud, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Shein Moa, Hagala won't help over here. Mishum, why? The bolas min hachometz ayde ur belishu mashka, because the shovel was in direct contact with the fire. There is no liquid over there, and therefore the food enters via directly from the fire, which Hagala will not work to remove food or iser or chometz that went in directly via the fire. It can only work if there's a mashka over there to get it out with Hagala. So let's do Liban. Well, you can't do Liban, as I pointed out. Because if you put a blowtorch to it, it's wood. It's going to burn. So you have no choice except to buy a new one. But then the Mishnah Berurah says, Ayin da yirabah, shekosa dekoze lechachila. This is what you should do lechachila. But b'di'evet, after the fact, in nishtameish berachas shel chometz, if you use this chometz dekah shovel, and used it for matzah, achar hagola, and it was used for pesach dikah stuff, but after you did hagola, you cleaned it off well, and you did hagola, so b'di'evet it is mutter. The issue footnote number 91 explains, av shel inyan shar kelim hatudin libun shehu galu, even though we've learned previously that anything that normally requires libun, if you only did hagola, so we learned in Sivkot Lamed Beis, shimim shtam shubem b'pesach, ein lahokim b'dav rabbi b'di'evet, we said it's no good if you use it on pesach, even b'di'evet. Except maybe it's a shasat chak gadol, it's a great extenuating circumstances, a huge financial loss, or minyas simchas yontif, that you're not going to have anything else to eat, and we're talking about it wasn't used within 24 hours, so then there's room maybe to be makel. But here we seem to be saying that it's okay. So how come here it's different? So, bin yoneinu yesh l'hoku yose, here we can be more makel. Why? Because the rachas ain't no shoa besochesh. How long does it take you to stick the pizza into the oven? Takes a second, and then you take it out. You don't keep it there. And likewise, machnisim umotzim osomiyat, you put it in and put it out right away. So it never really is directly al ha'ur for a long period of time. And therefore, here we can say, hagala b'di'evet would work. Sivkot and Kuf Yud Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah says, that afilu klipa b'chli umnis, to pare off a thin strip over here of the wood, mikodem, before you do the hagala, gam kin l'mahani, that also won't work. However, u'b'di'evet, after the fact, imhotzi matzah chama min hatanu berachas shel chometz. If you took out the matzahs with your chometz dikah shovel, im lo haisa rachas nekiyah, if the rachas was not clean, elohaya bo lichlo chometz ben, it had real chometz still on it. You totally forgot. You totally made a mistake and took the wrong one. So then, the matzah that touched this shovel is going to be chometz. Oser betachtino tonios hamatzah kidei netila. The bottom part of the matzah, they used to make much thicker matzahs than we do, so they were like almost like a bread. So the bottom part, kidei netila, to pull off a certain amount called kidei netila, which is more than a klifa, just a little bit of the edge, but it's a significant part that you have to cut off, kidei netila, shehu kirochav gudol, and that's about the size of a thumb. He says that's in their matzahs, which are much thicker. Our matzahs, he says, l'fi mashon unogim lefos matzos dakos. We today make much more thin matzos, so nesakula. The whole bottom matzah is no good. V'imofi de'amar dezu ugos chometzim shuman. And if this was used to bake over here something with fat in it, and you're using this marda, so then nesra matzah kula. Then even their thick matzahs, it goes through and through. The chometz will go throughout the matzah over here because of the fat that allows the chometz to spread throughout it. The issue footnote number 92 brings down that the Chazon Ish disagrees. He says the Vilna Gaon disagrees as well, because according to them, ein dover heter, the shuman, which is permissible, can't go and spread the iser over here, which is the chometz. In any event, this is v'davka tocha Pesach. This is only if it happens on Pesach. I'll quote it Pesach ha'laila. If you did this before Pesach, up until the night of Pesach, then we have the principle of bottle b'shishim also ma'ata be'en she'esh ha'lamarda. Then the little bit that's on the marda can be bottle. However, avol midicho ha'marda mikodem. If you cleaned off the marda, so there is no chometz be'en on it. Ve'en olel chometz be'en raka blu'a bo. You only have the blios. In this situation, eno also raka de klifa. Then it only imparts a klifa's worth, a small amount, the peel amount. Ben she nishtamishol mikodem im shumna o b'lo b'shum, whether you have shuman or not. Because the Isra Balua Bechli, because any absorptions over here can come out in Yocholesa Yosem de Klipa, except going into a Klipa's worth of the matzah. Furthermore, im hotzi matzah chamutzah b'marda shel Pesach, if you took out Pesach dikah stuff, but it became chometz dik. V'yachar kach rodu bo matzahs acheres, and then you use it for other Pesach dikah matzahs again, which v'nes ra'i de amarda, they became also, as we just said. And now v'yachar kach nizav v'elu b'har b'yacheres kisheros. And they get mixed up with other kosher matzahs. So then, kulan asurus, and all of them have to be considered no good. And the reason is the car and his fiber simon topic on Zion, the Pesach lo nispato yovish biyavish, because on Pesach it can't be bottle. This concludes today's shiur.